getting to the hardscapes on Curb Appeal. We talked about putting in that shade tree. Wayne's calling in from Casa Grande. Wants to know how to get that in the ground. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I have we had some nice bird drop a seed, and my goodness, mesquite trees grow fast. it is now over my head, and I'm, you know, a couple inches shorter, 6 feet tall, and a little concerned because they obviously they don't pick their spot. It's underneath a line, you know, a power line. And I need to transplant it, and I just want to know what the specific considerations that I need, if I need some kind of a root stimulator, or what I need to get this tree transplanted.
Mic on. There we go. If you're going to transplant it, you'd want to dig a nice big root ball. You'd want to have the new hole already probably dug.
Okay.
Try and keep the root ball intact as best you can. And how tall is the tree? 6 feet?
It's probably, you know, some of the branches are reaching up about 7 feet now.
Okay, so you probably need something, you know, that's 16 to 18 inches wide type root ball and about that deep.
Okay.
Then when you stick it in the new spot, you want to have it be exactly flush with the way it was planted, you know, to grade, the top of the grade. And you'd want to use something like, yeah, a root stimulator type product, because you're going to cut a lot of roots.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go back and ask you why in the world you'd want to take all that time and energy to try and transplant a tree that grows that fast when you could go to the nursery and buy, let's say, a 5 gallon one for $25 or $30 and know that it's going to live.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
I'm just asking, but because you're you saw how fast that thing grew,
right.
And there's no telling, even if you do everything right, that it's going to live. So if you go through this whole exercise and
right.
it dies and you nurse it along for 6 months to a year,
uh-huh.
and you've lost a whole nother year, you know, for something about that size, you could go buy, or maybe even find somebody that's got a 1 gallon if you really want to do it, you know, on the inexpensive side. And I just, if it was an Oregon pipe cactus that grows 2 inches a year, and that, you know, a 5 or 6 footer is hundreds of dollars, you know, you want to try and move that stuff. A great example of that is where they're widening the 101. You know, they've torn everything out in the 202, you know, all along there. They saved two things, the saguaro cactus and the ironwood trees, because they're slow growing, very expensive, and they're worth, you know, salvaging. Everything else went away. So mesquites and Palo Verdes, pretty fast growing, pretty inexpensive. I don't know that that it's the best use of your time and energy.
Now, if he's got a boy and he's trying to keep him busy and
well,
out there digging, a mesquite's a pretty hard tree to kill.
There's a pretty good chance it's going to make it, but still, it's going to set back. It's going to stop growing for a while. I'm just not a big advocate for...
And dead of winter would be the time to do that,
yeah, he's going
right?
into the best time to move and transplant almost anything right now.
Yeah.
Thinking through this, I need to pull out my old pictures and the mesquite trees I got from Harper's when I built out in Whitman. You know, they were, two little shoots coming out in 5 gallon buckets.
Right.
That I'll have to look up the year. That's probably close to 10 years now. But I mean, these things are easily 30 feet tall.
Oh,
and
that's my point.
They were just perfect when it was time to move. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888.
We appreciate that call from Casa Grande.
Rosie, from you.
And don't forget, all of you listening in Casa Grande, Pinal County, Florence, Eloy, we've got the Casa Grande connection. We've got the referral network built out just for y'all, because we always heard from y'all that, some of your Phoenix contractors won't come down here, your Tucson contractors won't come up. So... You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. The Casa Grande Connection, Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, Harmon Solar, Lions Roofing, Pittsburgh Paint, Serve Pro, Techna Security, Brutnell Electric Plumbing, All About Water, Eco Water Systems, Action Termite, A Authentic Garage, Cooper Painting. We got Casa Grande, Eloy, and Florence covered.
For a growing community, and it's right about that time where the big developments are starting to need that work done. They're getting the 10-plus years, and it's time to start making improvements. So we've
third most populous county in Arizona.
And it's hard to picture that
if you don't get off of
10. And they've got a gorgeous park on the south side of the road on the main drag, but I mean you've got to get off I-10. The amount of the trees in that park and the lawn area, it's one of the prettiest parks in the state, I think. And the old historic courthouse is right next
That's
to
cool.
it.
That's cool. It is.
Very neat. Well, let's go down to Turkey Creek and bring Mike into the conversation. Welcome, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I grew from seed from some desert willows we have here. We're about 5,000 feet on the west slope of Chiricahuas. And I gave it a try, and they had good success. I got quite a few of them in 5-gallon buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew from seed. They're about 18 inches. And leaves are starting to change down here. And the leaves on the desert willow are starting to turn yellow, so they're going to drop.
Right.
And I was just curious, just plant them in the bare ground, similar, you know, what they grow along the creek here, or should I grow something in the home?
We'll address the rest of that
right after the break.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.